Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, episode number 29. Today, I talked to Mike Lonnie and Colin Bouvet about how to take internal communication in shared and corporate workspaces to the next level. There are a ton of opportunities to leverage communication to build community and to drive culture, but oftentimes those get buried on portals or in unread email communications. Mike and Colin work for Nplug, which is a simple, modern, dummy-proof platform used to deliver instant communication to any screen, anytime. They share a long list of use cases and ideas for leveraging communication in a workspace to delight members. Have a listen and have a pen handy. I bet you'll walk away with a long list of your own ideas. Mike and Colin, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm looking forward to our conversation about digital communication and shared in corporate workspaces. How are you guys doing today?
Doing really good.
Doing awesome. Great. So I have Mike Lonnie with me, head of key accounts for Nplug, and Colin Bouvet, head of marketing for Nplug. I was introduced to Mike by, I think, Liz Elam over at Juicy. And we're always looking for solutions to make technology in our workspaces much more seamless and to not require an IT guy to be running around constantly. And another challenge we're always trying to solve is communicating better with our members, or for the corporate folks, to employees, to keep people in the loop and keep them engaged and build that community. So Nplug kind of fits really nicely in that slot. And we've been talking a lot recently in our Global Workspace Association content about using technology to kind of level up the member experience in our shared workspaces, because we think as the industry evolves, the expectations of the average user are getting higher and higher. And, you know, spaces will start to compete more on the member experience. So this is definitely one of those areas that I think has been challenging for people to kind of roll out and do really well and kind of piece together and bootstrap a bunch of different components. And it just is a little bit challenging. So I'm excited to hear about your solution and sort of even more broadly about sort of member communication overall. So I think you guys, given your roles, are kind of experts in that, in both the technology and then why people are trying to communicate in the first place. So I'd love to hear about the technology and, you know, why people are coming to you guys to solve that problem. So thanks for chatting today.
Great. Yeah, thank you for that intro. Definitely excited to be here. And I think to kick it off, we can talk a little bit about WeWork. So sort of a familiar name in the industry. Imagine if you have WeWork scope, you have 77 locations across 23 different cities. And like you were saying, they really are looking for ways to communicate with their members in a tech-savvy way. So they want to have uniform communications between their different locations. And then they also want the ability to show messages that are just specific to each location that are relevant for those members. So WeWork turned to Nplug a while ago to get started doing that. And it's been a really great experience and a great partnership. And they use us both to communicate to the members and to help their members communicate with each other within the space.
I think that's a really important point. You know, the co-working space is such an interesting space because as an owner, you are marketing to the field at large, to all the people who could use your services, who could come to the co-working space. But then you're also marketing to all of the people you're communicating, basically, to all of the people within the space. And then they, too, become advocates for your space or not. And so how you create community within that space can have a huge impact on how your word of mouth spreads and how many referrals you get and those kinds of things. So just like any organization, just like any large corporation, there's been a huge turn in the industry, the invention of the role internal communications manager, and all of these kinds of roles within the organizations to make sure that the employees' lives are great and that this is almost like a destination to come and work at, is very much the same thing that we're seeing in the co-working spaces, because you want to have this place that is a thing. You want to have a place that is, oh, I'm going to go to name of space. Or when I go to name of space, you know, whichever space this is, it's like this. And so you're creating this community within, and how you can become as sticky as possible, where people want to come to your space and work there, may enjoy coming to your space and work there, you know, even though it's work, they may enjoy being there because it's such a great space. And then say their company blows up and it goes amazing and they go out and get their own spaces eventually, then how are they going to speak about that space, and how are they going to long for that time when they were in that other really cool room with all those other cool companies and things like that? So the creation of that, you know, that is really what we do, is helping provide a tool by which people communicate, not just through these instant communications like an email or an announcement or something like that, but this long-term communication over time. Like, how are you going to get a message to really be out there in the field for a while?
And a lot of that sounds really cultural. You know, I love you touched on the point that workspaces, whether they be shared workspaces that have memberships or corporate workspaces, are really kind of competing, to your point, to get people to want to come work there and spend time there. And I mentioned, I think when we talked before, about there's a great conference called Work Tech. And last year, there was a lot of conversation around giving employees flexibility to work wherever they feel best working, but really finding ways to entice them to sort of visit the home office, you know, every so often. And what kind of culture do you provide there, create there to compel them to come in? And I think, so one of the coffee bar was, of course, an important one. You know, lots of talk about workspace design and, you know, great environments and, you know, easy technology and that kind of thing. But I think this cultural piece around communication, which is so much different in a space than it is over email, is a big one.
Yeah. What attracted me to the industry in the first place was the fact that it was actually the social media platform that attracted me in the first place, because we have these little windows into the social world. We have these windows into the internet in our pockets, in our purses, we have them attached to our keyboards, and we peer into these windows all the time. And this thing brings those windows out into the actual environment, where then you can actually just look and see it as you're passing by on the hall. You can capture some information that way. So it's like really bringing this window into, maybe you've got a campaign where you want to show all the different Instagram pictures from all the different events and all the different group activities that the people in your workspace go on. And you use your Instagram applications for that kind of thing. As you're walking by, people are seeing all these different people. Or maybe you're wanting to showcase certain members of your community. Maybe they have certain wins, and maybe you want to pair these things together with activities that you have in-house. So maybe you have a lunch every week that everybody in the whole workspace comes together and does that lunch. And then you're pairing that with, like, really letting people know. It's almost like giving people name tags, letting people know who's in the space and who does what. And you really create this community, which becomes a family. And if you can get from workspace to family, then you have culture. That's really what it is. Like, and the reason I speak this way is I have a master's of organizational development.
Okay.
So my training was all in how to create culture, how to shift culture, how to introduce new technologies and shift culture to them, all those kinds of things. And so a lot of the projects that I work on are heavily around that, working with internal communications managers to try and figure out how to get these things that they're blasting out in these emails that have a worse open rate than a marketing email does out onto the wall, so they can actually create this realm that is their workspace.
That makes a ton of sense. What are some other categories of things that people put on the digital signage?
Yeah, so we think that most of our members use it for two different uses. And then the first is going to be communicating to members. So doing things like showing birthdays that are coming up, announcements in the corporate or in the communal kitchen, opening hours and holidays, various things like that. So communicating to members. The other main category is going to be communication between members. And so that can be things like featuring the companies in the space by industry. So this is pretty cool. Imagine if you have a listing on your screens in your space that shows who in your co-working space is an accountant, you know, all these different roles of the people, the members in your space. You can show that to everyone else so that next time your member is looking for a new accountant, they might first go to your space and find someone within the space to do that. That helps build community within the space.
Yeah. So all of the things that need to be announced, you know, maybe there's a members portal. Some of the spaces that we work with have an internal members portal, and there are a lot of different kinds of offers in that portal. And maybe it's you can order food through this certain service, or you can get your insurance through this certain service as a group, or you can get your taxes done through this service. And so those things are available, and then maybe nobody looks at them,
or right.
maybe a certain percentage of that looks at them. Getting those things out into the view and reminding people, okay, it's tax time. Maybe you should be thinking about this company or that we work with, that kind of thing. So we see a little bit of advertising. We see spaces that will partner with local restaurants and things like that, and they will advertise some of their services, different kinds of things that people can use within the workspace. Ones that we work with is actually a lot of different buildings in a downtown area. And so they're trying to create a really interesting like subset of the downtown in their city where all the people work within this certain, underneath this certain kind of shared workspace name. And so how do you create a community on independent buildings mm-hmm. that are all within a certain district? And so then creating events, when is the next event and what kind of events, and all of those kinds of things are really great things to be able to put up onto screens. Another really cool one that we've seen is that there's a graduated use. So when a business has gotten to a certain level and is maybe got 10 desks or something like that as a whole section of a workspace, then they may get their own screen. In certain situations, we've seen where workspace owners have then, as part of their package for that larger space, maybe they have their own little lobby or something like that in the workspace. Then they have their own screen in the lobby that they can control as well. And it's just a part of their package. We've seen that in commercial real estate where they have one in the lobby, but then they have one on every floor. And then they also use them within the different offices. You walk into the dentist's office and then they've got a screen. And that's actually provided by the building rather than them being a direct client of ours. And the same thing goes in the shared workspace.
That's interesting. So then does the shared workspace or whatever building it is, whoever owns the account, have the ability to sort of allocate control over that screen?
Yes. Yeah. So that's one of the cool things is with a client like WeWork, they have control over all of these screens all over the world. But then there's local control as well for the people to put up whatever's going on locally, have channels that are local just to their location. And by the same token, you can have an account where then you will be able to assign a certain screen or a certain set of screens to individuals. And then when they log in, they only see those screens on their dashboard.
And the really cool thing is, so if you're using our social media applications, for example, Instagram, to build more conversations around your brand, you can actually even give location in the specific locations for the community managers to log in and manage those screens. And then they can even do it from a smartphone. They can manage the social media content in case there's something on the Instagram account that they don't want up there anymore or something that they want to favorite. There are all these different levels of access that make it pretty easy for a space to manage it between their marketing teams, their community managers, and their owners.
Yeah, this is really neat. It's just a lot of opportunities to sort of solve for things that we're always trying to do. I love the, you talked about kind of pulling the information out of the portal. A lot of workspace owners will spend a lot of time on that portal and then, right, classic problem. Then people forget about it and how do you get them to go back? And then people also forget about all those benefits and you want to remind them constantly of all the reasons that they're a member. And mm-hmm. then I also love this idea of turning it into, you know, kind of a product or a perk for growing members, because it's a great way, if you want to keep larger teams in your space, it's a great way to sort of be sticky and help them want to stay, because they don't, you know, if they have everything they want in your space, they don't need to go recreate that somewhere else.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then one of the other, like on that same tangent, you can put these things on certain screens that then give access to people for certain times.
Okay.
So say I'm working in a workspace and I have a big client coming in for a meeting and I'm going to meet them in the conference room. Well, I can say, all right, I want my client's social media. I work with social media. I want my client's social media running on that screen when they come in. And so when they come in and sit down, it's them on the screen. And then when I want to do, you know, some kind of presentation for them, I can just switch the input over to my computer and run the presentation. When I'm done with the presentation, I'm just going to switch it back to their social media. And so throughout the entire meeting, then I have this really cool space that is really mine. It's not showing the shared space, the workspace information. It's showing my client's information. That makes me look better. That's another boon for being in the space, that I have that kind of control. And so we will see Workspace add a device to the screen in the conference room, then give that like a general login information that everybody has. And then people can use it just like they use the conference room. They can sign up for it at a certain time, that kind of thing, and block it out.
And that was one of the things when we were talking to Liz about her spaces and various other co-working spaces. You know, lots of these spaces have screens in their conference rooms that people use for presentations. They connect a laptop. But then when that presentation isn't going on, usually the screen is just blank.
Yep.
And that's wasted real estate, doesn't look great. So that's been really neat to see people actually leverage that space that they already have to do some more cool things within internal branding and communications.
Yeah, it just creates a totally different experience. And people talk about workspace as a service. And I think a lot of the things you're describing just totally fit into that bucket of how do you give people kind of that extra service and so they can look good for a client or a board meeting or whatever it may be.
Yeah, very neat. And events. One more added thing on top of that is I'm working in your workspace and I have a big conference coming up that I want to go and look great at. Maybe I can check out a device and go to that conference and I have live social media at the conference. I can sit down and I can set up all of the graphics application and get all my graphics and my video and all the different kinds of things. And I can set up a simple projector and have a giant screen at a conference and run it for a week and then come back and check it back in. So what's cool about it is there's just a lot of different opportunities and it's an app. We're the only true app-based open platform in the industry. And so kind of like Apple was when the iPhone came out, you had a bunch of apps that were native and then more were being added on and added on and added on. We're in this growth phase where we're seeing a lot of apps for businesses being added, hopefully soon Salesforce, hopefully soon Slack. Some of the really big ones are coming
Slack
in.
That's an amazing combo right there.
So Salesforce Chatter, we're really looking forward to that kind of thing. And so it's just all of the different things. It's just this one more realm that you have, but it's just really cool because it's modular. If you have one screen, then you can just jump in and use that one screen. If you have 500 screens, you can jump in and use 500 screens. I have a client that has 70 locations and 3 screens per location.
Wow.
And so they're running that and they have their own network. And so they run it as almost like we run it, where then we have clients that are a little sushi restaurant that has one screen that they want to show promotions in their social media on. And then, you know, and they're in Brazil and they bought online. So it's super easy to use. And so it's just an easy rollout.
Yeah. So just talk briefly about how it actually works.
Yeah.
The technology piece of it.
Definitely. So what we do is we provide a small device. It's about the size of a deck of playing cards, a little box that you can actually connect to any screen that has an HDMI input. So that could be a projector, TV screen, Jumbotron, whatever you like. And
at
so,
Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, Jumbotron at Dodger Stadium. Exactly. Yeah. So you plug in a little device with HDMI cable, and then you can either use Wi-Fi or Ethernet to link your devices together and to connect them to the Nplugged dashboard, which is a web-based interface that you can use, you know, cloud management to manage your content.
What that means is you don't have to buy a bunch of servers.
Right.
You don't run a server room. You don't need tech people to set it up. A lot of the times we're working with people that work at a front desk at a place, and they do the buy and they set it up themselves and they run the entire thing. And the IT people love it because they don't have to get involved.
Right.
You know, they're like, oh, this is not another project. When I'm having conversations with large organizations, the IT guys are like, is this another project for me to get in on? And we're like, no, not really. And they're like, okay, I'll yes, we can do this.
And then the cool thing is once they're all connected together, basically, say you have multiple locations, you can easily just, you know, for example, within the graphics application, upload a graphic and just choose which screens you want it to run on. And boom, it'll be on those screens, whether they're across the room or across the country or, you know, somewhere else in the world. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
it's the same management. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And it just runs. You put these things out into the field, and if the internet goes out, when the internet comes back on, they just reattach themselves. If the power goes out, when the power comes back on, they just power back up. You don't have to go and turn them on or something. Imagine if the power outage and you had to go and turn back on 500 devices or something.
Right.
And then we do all the updates and all the big computing. So Tuesday night, middle of the night, we push an update. You're not having to go out there and like basically update your software. So a great example is a very large real estate company that we work with. It's an online real estate company. One of my favorite quotes in this business was, he said something to the effect of, I've got like 10 laptops in my IT room on a desk that are powering our screens, and I'm not adding one 11th. I'm not, because every single time I add one, I have to take care of yet another computer. I have to reboot this next computer. I have to download the new software onto it. All this kind of stuff, every update, all that stuff. And so it just takes all of the pain out of it. You just put a box on the back of a screen. You log on to the internet. You put content into the different apps that you want to run. You choose whichever apps you want to run and set them up. And boom, you've got content. You can literally have content running on a screen in 20 minutes because it'll pull your RSS feeds. It'll pull your social media. And then once you've got that up and running, then you can start tweaking mm-hmm. and getting the right graphics and moving from there. But yeah. So any blog, if you have an announcements blog, if you have any kind of informational blog that you want in there, if you have a Pinterest account you want in there, you can just put that right up on the screen.
Or even industry news feeds. You can show TechCrunch or, you know, Gizmodo, whatever you like.
The possibilities are endless, aren't they?
That's it.
Yeah. That's pretty fun. Well, you guys shared a lot of great examples, and you totally have my mind kind of running on all the possibilities. And it sounds just ridiculously easy to use, which is also amazing. So high five. Super excited to have you guys in the industry. Where can folks find you if they want to learn more?
So we'll actually be at the GCUC conference in LA.
Awesome.
So that's a great opportunity. Otherwise, nplug.com is always great. If you drop a note that way, I'll be sure to get it. And
we're going to be at the DSC conference in Vegas.
Digital Signage Expo.
Oh, so, good one. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's mid-March.
Yep.
I think the very best resource that we have is our blog. And Colin actually writes a lot of them. Different people, as we're working with different clients and we find out new things that are really interesting, we do post a blog post about it. Colin actually just wrote one on internal communications. It's really awesome. And we also have this really cool thing called the Company Culture Cookbook. And we went out to 30 organizations.
So there are 33 ideas in the cookbook. We actually reached out to a lot more organizations than that to contribute quotes and content for it. And it's just all these ideas for engaging your employees that also apply for co-working space members. So
I think that's one of the best resources that we have. And it's just, you know, there's all sorts of things in there, like ideas on how to use the signage for events and all the different kinds of more specific to Nplug. And what we try and do is just be thought leaders and put out great content that people will engage in a lot of different ways. And part of that whole system is the digital signage piece. We're a tool in a large kit of tools that people should use.
And in terms of the blog, people have questions after this podcast, we can definitely do a follow-up blog post, and I'll be happy to answer the questions as they come in and, you know, help with whatever people are curious about.
Yeah, I love that idea. Yeah, if you have any questions, certainly send an email. You can use my email, jamie@globalworkspace.org, and we will link to the blog and the cookbook in the show notes and Nplug and anything else that we mentioned during the podcast. We always put those details in the show notes, which you can find at everythingcoworking.com. Thanks, guys. This was really great thought-provoking, great ways to use new technologies in the workspace. Thanks for sharing your time and your ideas today.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we'll see you first week of May in Juicy. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.